This week, we've brought you stories looking at the issue of truancy in Milwaukee's public schools. We've learned a few of the complicated reasons students don't come to school, and we've heard how MPS is working with community partners to bump its attendance from 89% to 95%. Now, some of the toughest work getting kids to class falls to the adults in their lives, especially parents and school advisors. As the school year comes to an end, WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello finds those folks are still coordinating efforts.
Kids dash through the front doors, trying to beat the bell at Milwaukee Collegiate Academy, a public charter school on the city's northwest side.
Quick. Hurry.
School officials scurry students into their lockers, but one student seems to be missing, again, a ninth grader named Nabe. School counselor Sam Muse tries calling Nabe's mom a few times.
I'll try calling her from here.
No answer.
I can send her a text.
This scenario is all too familiar to Muse. She's been working to get Nabe to school since her mom referred her to officials for truancy. At one point, Muse even arranged to drive Nabe into school every day.
So for a while, I actually was picking her up. Like, we had a meeting spot, so mom would bring her to the meeting spot, you know, so we had gotten her back into the swing of things. That lasted probably for a while. And, she's here. She said she's here. Let me go grab her.
Nabe is here, and her mom is too. Hawa Marega tells me her daughter isn't comfortable at school. The family moved to Milwaukee a year ago from Madison, and Nabe is worried about the environment around her new school building.
This past month or 2 months, she told me, "Mommy, it's too much shooting around to school. I never see that in my life, and it making me scared. We never been this kind of place." I tell Nabe, "Don't mind the kids, don't mind the students, mind the teachers, focus."
Marega's daughter may be at a public charter school, but her situation typifies what many parents experience across school sectors. Marega works to support her three kids. She wants what's best for them, but sometimes she acknowledges she needs help to get them what they need. This year, MPS added 30 new positions to do just that, devote their time to working with families on getting their kids to school. They're called Regional Attendance Liaisons. Bud Strelo is one of them.
Our job is to see them through the year to be as successful as they can, not only in school, but at home, and being a liaison between the teachers and the administrators and the family, and just try to put it together for them.
Strelo and his colleagues work across 55 district schools. They focus on kids who average 60 to 70% attendance. Liaisons work closely with MPS social workers on attendance-related tasks, building trust with families, finding out what stands in the way of getting to school, and connecting people to helpful resources. On the surface, the goal is to get MPS to its 95% attendance rate. But liaison coordinator Anita Sparks says there's more to the job than just raising numbers.
Coming to school on time and coming to school regularly is not a school skill, it's a life skill. So we're preparing our kids to be successful in life.
14-year-old Nabe has made strides in her attendance this year. She's showing up more regularly, and her mom says she feels a bit more comfortable. Hawa Marega credits her daughter's counselor and teachers for the help they've given her. Marega advises all parents to reach out when they need support.
Most of the kids, they don't listen to their own parents, but at least they will listen to somebody outside the house. Everybody in school here, they support me. I'm so happy.
With only a few weeks left in the school year, MPS still has time to reach its attendance goal. Then they start over again next year with a new group of kids and parents. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.